Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
It's Donald Trump's party, and his GOP opponents can cry if they want to.
Woke has to stop, because along with everything else, it's destroying our country.
Mark Reardon.
We will fight hard.
Sitting in his golden palace, Mar-a-Lago, muscling other countries like he's Tony Soprano with a social media site.
Woke is bullshit.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
I think even before I get started, I need to tell Fred and Ethan we should blow out Jimmy Fallon tonight. I guess I have to tell the bosses because there is so much to cover. It is incredible. Sue, you listened to the Megyn Kelly podcast, right?
It blew my mind.
Oh, my goodness. We have select cuts from that. She fillets Jake Tapper.
Yes.
He sits there for the most part.
He does.
And he takes it, but it is so good. And then we have other stuff related to that big cover-up. But Tapper, here's what's weird about that. Maybe because she's former Fox. I've always liked Megyn.
Yes.
But I haven't seen it one time today on Fox. They haven't, and I'm guessing CNN hasn't run any of this because it makes Jake Tapper look like a big doofus that he is. But then you don't know anything about the South African president today,
no,
right?
No, I've been, no.
Well, you remember what happened with Zelensky in the White House?
Yeah.
Times maybe 100 today.
Times 100?
Yes.
Yeah.
You will not believe what
it's
happened.
It's a lot more cordial, but yes.
Yeah, it was cordial, but you had Ernie Els in the room, PGA golfer, because he was making the case for some investment in South Africa. You know who Ernie Els is, right?
Yeah, I do, but that's just...
Retief Goosen, I think, was there as well. But the South African president sat there, and Trump said, okay, let me dim the lights, literally dim the lights, and show you some video of what's happening to these white Afrikaner farmers. And he shows cars rolling up on a Sunday morning next to mass graves. He doesn't go so far as to call it a genocide, but there's back and forth on this that is unbelievably fascinating and really interesting. And then you can kind of frame that around Marco Rubio, and I think Rubio's testimony might have been yesterday,
yes.
But Marco Rubio just absolutely handed it to Tim Kaine and to Chris Van Hollen, just smoked them all kind of on some of these same topics. Now, a lot of this is related to media, but I want to focus on St. Louis first and foremost here because we continue to have questions about the sirens, and there's more information this afternoon. And one thing that I would say about this, and I don't really understand it. I mean, I understand a lot of what the media does, but we're not getting any attention nationally. Like, I haven't seen it on Fox. I've seen Kentucky. I get that there are other areas that are devastated. But St. Louis doesn't seem to be getting anything when it comes to national coverage.
That's odd.
We mentioned this yesterday. It is good, though, that Eric Schmidt and Kara, and Kara got very emotional. We used that as our audio cut of the day yesterday. I mean, I do feel for her because this is a big test for her, and she's got a lot on her plate, and people are hurting out there. They don't have homes. They don't have electricity. I haven't driven by Forest Park. Have any of you?
No. I'm going to go there. I thought, no, I have seen part of it online with people because, you know, runners tend to post it.
Right.
And it looks like a wasteland, especially tree-wise on the Lindell
side.
So
sad,
it's
right?
It's really heartbreaking.
And that's, you know, Rainford lives across the Skinker side. But, you know, I don't know why this isn't getting more national attention. And the only reason I care about that is because I hope that we get the help that we deserve. But here is a report. Now, here is a national report. This is a CBS reporter by the name of Michael Wallace. And Steve Butts is going to join us here with some information in a second. But here's what went on CBS today.
When the storms arrived, the city's emergency management staff was away from its office where the siren activation button is. Commissioner Sarah Russell called the fire department.
Okay, you got the fire. Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you so much.
Mayor Kara Spencer says that wasn't good enough.
There was a breakdown in communication. The directive to activate the sirens was not clear.
And a test yesterday showed the fire department's siren wouldn't have worked anyway.
What?
Spencer says that's been fixed, and Russell has been placed on paid leave. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Did you know the part about the fire department? You knew that?
Well,
I had not heard that part.
The buzzer wasn't working. We found that one out. That's the latest.
So she called it an HR issue yesterday, but Sarah Russell is out, and they're going to find another commissioner to lead the city emergency management agency. State Rep Steve Butts is with us. He is a Democrat from South St. Louis. Unfortunately, he was the witness to all that nonsense in Holly Hills a couple of weeks ago. Steve's going to be on the roundtable, I believe, on Friday. Hello, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, Sue, I am exhausted, but
yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah. What would you?
I mean, many people have it much, much worse than I do.
Well, I've been saying that a lot to myself these days because, you know, and I heard the emotion from Kara yesterday. People are, and this is amazing devastation. So first, I guess, what do you know about this situation with the sirens? Can you share anything there? Because that just seems stunning that the reason they didn't go off is because someone didn't press the button. And then in that report, I guess what I'm shocked by is that I guess even if the fire department presses the button, they were inoperable. How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I mean, just when you think, and I would have said Saturday, Sunday, I was up there on Saturday. I've been handling a lot of claims myself, so I've seen a lot of this firsthand. And Saturday morning, there was a robust response, and the press conference was as good as could be, and people were being very empathetic, and the governor was there, and Schmidt was there,
right.
and of course Mayor Spencer was there, and I'm like, all right, we've been dealt a terrible blow, but St. Louis is going to pull together, and that is what I experienced both Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then, you know, I thought I heard the sirens, but, you know, they did a test of them on Thursday, and they went off again today, and I'm like, I just wasn't one of the ones that did not notice the sirens, but it would appear. And I think this morning, Mayor Spencer did a pretty robust press conference on this, that there is a button in Sarah Russell's office or at the SEMA office. Somehow, they were not in their office. I'm like, do people not watch, you know, the 10 o'clock news the night before or the noon news that day or Steve Templeton on? I mean, we knew there was severe weather going to hit. Now, we didn't know that a tornado was going to hit where it hit, but there was a high probability of really severe weather. So the fact that you're doing a meeting off-site, I mean, that seems crazy to me. The fact that we have a physical button in an office somewhere seems crazy to me.
Yes.
And then it would appear there's a backup button at the fire department, and somehow we knew that that button was not going to work. Okay, it's a little bit transparent, but it's just hard to take and it's hard to believe. And yes, it would appear that, you know, Sarah Russell, that's really whose fault it was, and, you know, and I'm sure she'll be terminated, and I'm like, everybody's like, heads need to roll, and I'm like, okay, so this lady will lose her job, we'll get a new director. But the fact that this is 2025 and we have a button in an office that a human has to press.
Thank you. Agreed, yes.
I'm like, come on, it can't be. And I listened to Dave Murray, and he was saying it's kind of been a systemic problem for more than 20 years, according to Dave Murray, and that he thinks only the National Weather Service should be the one, you know, sending and setting the sirens off. Not the fire department, not a city, you know, bureaucrat, not a department. That it should just be the National Weather Service. Now, that's not the way we do it. And when this all settles down, I am curious to dig into, I wonder how Kansas City and Louisville and Memphis and Indianapolis does this. But to think that, you know, we struggle with a button to get pushed. And then I heard they did release the audio to the fire department. And you got to think, how is the message not push the button immediately? Immediately push the button. I mean, what other message was there?
Well, you know, I haven't heard all the audio, but the way I guess it goes down is that there's a discussion about a tornado warning, and Russell expresses confusion about when it expired, and then she says, you got the sirens. I think you heard that part in what we just played from that CBS report. Yes, ma'am, the fire department employee says, all right, thank you so much. But, you know, then Kara says there's confusion in the protocols, and at one point, and to your point, I guess I would say, some people, what Sarah Russell says is that some people did hear the sirens. And her quote is, I've received reports from people that did hear it. I've heard from a lot of people that say they haven't heard it. So that's confusing. I certainly have heard from more people who did not hear it.
I have one employee here. We were talking about it. She said, and she lives in South City. She said, I clearly heard the sirens. Retired person. And, you know, and I said, okay. I don't remember hearing it. I was in a space where lots of people had their cell phones and they all went off, like, you know, as that is becoming a more common and I think efficient way, but it needs to be both. So,
Steve, so let me get this straight. If it's a button that's pushed, then so when bad weather moves through at like 10 o'clock at night, is someone running downtown to SEMA to get into the office to press the button?
I don't know. Part of the story I heard was, you know, they keep basic office hours. So you think 8 to 4:30 or something like that. I'm like, how can the emergency button be there?
Right.
It has to be at a police command center or the fire command center, which obviously it is now. Because, you know, that's 24/7 and they've got excellent state-of-the-art communication equipment. And, I mean, you know, the internet could be down. Anything could happen. You just...
I can't conceive. So when we found out about the button, I thought, well, last time I was in my basement, just last month, it was like 8:30 or 9 at night. So it was, and the sirens were going off. So did a person physically get in their car and drive to the button?
It sounds like we're in Mayberry with, you know, Barney Fife having go and push a button.
I don't know, guys. I know this, that when it comes to investing in proper technology, really, at every level of government, it costs money. It's easy to not update systems. It's expensive to update systems. It's sort of doing stuff on the cheap, I presume. I'm just mesmerized that we just tested the sirens, though, on Thursday. And everybody seems to have heard them on Thursday. And I'm like, how did it not? If you test it on Thursday, how does it not work on Friday?
Well, but also, you know, when they say that this, Kara says that this is something that changed in 2021, so that's under Tishara. And I didn't ask Rainford this, who has his own issues right now because he had severe damage at his house. What were they doing before that? I mean, what was the different system?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we know yet.
I truly don't know, but all I know is sirens go, warnings of tornadoes, sirens have been going, we've had that technology for decades. To think that the one time we really needed it, and I mean, this is the worst storm, you know, I've lived here 60 plus years. This is the worst storm in 50 or 60 years that I can ever remember, and I think a lot of people are saying that. It truly was. And as bad as it is, Sue, like in our neighborhood, and I handled a bunch of claims in Dutchtown, Saturday morning when I got up to that central corridor, I had to walk in from Union and Delmar over to Kings Highway and Delmar. And then a little bit north and east of there, it words can't describe it and the toll of human suffering. So it's going to take this robust federal, state, local churches, not-for-profits, the Red Cross, United Way, Urban League, everybody. And thank God, at least, you know, we're having these weather like today where it's like, you know, 78 degrees and beautiful. If it would be like 90, I think tempers would be flaring, which they're going to be. You could fake it for a few days, but this is not a few, no matter who's in charge, this is not a few days recovery. This is a many month recovery. Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to take a coordinated, robust effort, and people got to just get through their discouragement and their anger. And this screw up with the sirens, okay. I mean, it's horrible.
We got to fix it. We got to fix it.
It doesn't fix the people that are broken right now. That we got to fix their homes and their livelihoods and their food source.
Absolutely. And I will do anything to help that effort. Steve, we will talk on Friday afternoon in the roundtable, but thank you so much.
Great. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Let's also be honest about something here. This is a city that cannot even answer 911 calls, so maybe some of this should not be so shocking. You have a president of the Board of Aldermen in Megan Green right now because, you know, what were they talking about at the Board of Aldermen with the Rams settlement money? They get all this money. They want to talk about reparations. So she goes on there, and this is what she says 3 hours ago. I remain committed to what I've said about the Rams settlement. Residents made their priorities clear. Really? Residents did. Affordable housing, childcare, infrastructure, and real opportunities for historically disinvested neighborhoods. I got some bad news for those disinvested neighborhoods. Now they're gone because you guys didn't do your jobs. Right? It's unbelievable. And she pulls the race card right away, too. She wants to say, you know, since Saturday, my team and I have been on the ground hours after the storm. Organizations like Action St. Louis, For the Culture, For the Ville, Black Men Build, Dream Builders. It's all about race with the white guilty president of the Board of Aldermen. She's more of an embarrassment. But look, can you even imagine a situation with Tishara?
Oh, gosh.
Running the show? And no, Fred tells me this morning that Michael Butler, who ran for mayor, that he was upset about this, and he had some things to say. Did he go on KMOX and say things?
I don't know.
Okay,
I just read his quotes.
No, that's fine, Fred. I'm not putting anything on you. I'm just saying, when I hear that, that's a guy that endorsed Tishara. So he has zero credibility. Zero credibility. There's a lot of CYA that's going to go on here. I'm not going to criticize the current mayor at all, because I think she's devastated by what happened here. But I'd like to know about Sarah Russell and why she was hired and what her qualifications were. I have some thoughts on that I'll hold for now because we're going to fact check them. But I think when some more stuff comes out, people are going to be even more outraged. We got to take a break. We got to get to my friend Dan O'Donnell, who does talk radio up in Milwaukee, is going to join us. We're going to talk about what happened with the South African president. Also, that judge up there that hid the immigrants. This Megyn Kelly podcast with Jake Tapper. Holy, you know what? We'll get to that in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a lot to cover here this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. And here's some good news. For the first time in 2 weeks, I feel a little bit like myself.
You sound good.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We're going to get the audio from the city, and we'll air that a little bit later, the entire clip, because I haven't heard the entire clip. I kind of read and paraphrased that to you, but oh my gosh, there's so much other stuff going on today. And my friend Dan O'Donnell, who does a talk show at WISN in Milwaukee, is going to join me in a second. But here's what happened. The president was in the White House today in this big media event with the South African president. Ernie Els was there, South African golfer, very popular, and Retief Goosen. And then he starts calling out the South African president for the murder of these white farmers, these Afrikaners.
You're taking people's land away from them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed. No. They're being executed. And they happen to be white, and most of them happen to be farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation. I don't know how you explain that.
This went on for a long time, and back and forth. Elon Musk was there. They were talking about technology that was needed. Some of it was actually very diplomatic. I invited Dan to come on here to talk about this nut job judge up in Milwaukee who, you know, slipped the immigrant, the illegal, out the back door a couple of weeks ago. But there's so much more to talk about. Dan, how are you this afternoon?
Fantastic, my friend.
So I opened the show talking about, we had some storms here, and I was talking about our tornadoes, but I also was kind of getting into what happened in the White House today with the South African president, with Ernie Els, with some other members of the delegation. Dan, just when we think we haven't seen everything from this guy and that something could not outdo that Zelensky meeting, that happened today. Holy, you know what, right?
I don't think I have ever seen anything even coming close to that from any president or any leader ever.
No.
And as you said, we worked together a long time ago. You and I have both been doing this a long time. You a little bit longer than me.
Oh, thanks a lot for that. Yeah.
But no, I mean, to confront to the face the president of South Africa decades after freeing themselves from the shackles of apartheid, to have something that is just as bad, a race-based black supremacist regime running roughshod over the farmers of the country, to play the video showing all of the calls for kill the Boer, kill the white people, to the mass graves of farmers who are killed. And for those who are unfamiliar with what's going on, basically rampaging black gangs are being allowed in South Africa to kill and then repossess, take over farmlands owned by white families for years in what amounts to, I'm not going to call it a genocide quite yet, but white people in South Africa make up a tiny minority. And it certainly seems right now that they are being targeted for death. I mean, this is a crime against humanity that is being allowed to take place under President Ramaphosa. And for Trump to call him out like that in the Oval Office is just remarkable.
You know, it's even difficult to describe to the audience this afternoon if you weren't watching it. He shows this video of all these graves and people that are following the graves. The South African president is looking on, and he says, well, I don't know where this is. Where did this take place? I'd like to know. He dims the lights. He shows the video. He shows the chanting. The South African president says, look, we have, you know, differences like you do in this country, and people have the freedom of speech. But of course, then we get the media spin on this. And here's the early media spin. So the New York Times says Trump lectures South African president in televised Oval Office ambush. Well, was it an ambush? Maybe it was, but I think it was an appropriate ambush. And that was astonishing to watch unfold.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And not only that, CNN actually just had on maybe about a half hour ago some reporter who's stationed in Kenya who said that the chants of kill the boar don't actually mean kill the boar, that this is just an old anti-apartheid chant that doesn't mean that they really want to kill boars, white people in the country, that, you know, it's just sort of like, oh, I don't know, the lock her up chants, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We were told that, you know, that at the Trump rallies, this was the worst thing ever that somebody could be chanting at a rally, the MAGA crowds. No, I think a good substantial number of people in those crowds wanted Hillary Clinton locked up, just as the people chanting here want white people killed. I mean, there is no other way to get around this. And look, aren't organizations like the New York Times and CNN constantly saying you need to stand up to injustice and evil? You need to call it out. Otherwise, you're complicit. What, silence is violence? Well, President Trump is doing that. And I think it's impossible to ignore the obvious racial connotations here, that when it is a majority black nation targeting a white minority, do we have a media in this country that is actively trying to cover up that atrocity because it doesn't fit the dominant race-based narrative of this country, that a white majority is oppressing the black minority? I think it's inescapable that you have to come to that conclusion, that there is an effort to minimize this and an effort to obfuscate it.
Well, you know that the legacy media is going to do everything they can to disprove this. And look, I don't know. He shows this video and he starts to narrate the scene and he says that these are burial sites of more than 1,000 white farmers. And you see the cars lined up on Sunday mornings to visit their graves. He says, it's a terrible sight. I've never seen anything like it. And then Ramaphosa looks at it and says, well, I don't recognize this as South Africa. It wouldn't seem too difficult to prove. And you would hope, by the way, and I don't know if that's real. I can't say independently. You would hope that the White House vetted that pretty appropriately. If that is even close to the case, no one's seen that around, certainly not in this country. No one's been exposed to what that is. So it was an astonishing moment.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was. And I have nothing to suggest that this is anything other than what it was. And this is truly astonishing. I had not seen it before either. This is just remarkable that one president, a president of the United States, would show this to another. Obviously, you would expect some sort of denial, but
there wasn't a denial. He just said, I don't recognize where that is. I want to know where that is. So it was fascinating. And there's going to continue to be a lot of discussion about that. And look, this all kind of falls in line. We could do this in a second with the way that the media covers this guy. You saw Peter Alexander just get scorched by Trump. He asked a question about the Qatari jet and Trump was having none of it, saying, you know, of course, he's calling Peter Alexander names. I'm going to kind of back that up because this legacy media, Dan, you've been exposing this for a long time. I've been exposing it for a long time. Here's what I keep telling people. Don't believe a conservative talk show host like me. Don't believe you. Look at Uri Berliner. Look at David Zweig's new book, An Abundance of Caution. Look at Alex Thompson. I hate to say Jake Tapper because, good Lord, he's cashing in after he didn't cover this at all. But is there not ample proof at this point that this media has not done its job in the last 10 years?
My goodness, look no further than, just the Biden cover-up. Look at all of the lies that were spread about COVID-19. Look no further than the fact that it was always obvious that COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What were we told for years? No, that's a debunked conspiracy theory. Remember what Reagan said about the Russians, trust but verify? With the traditional media right now, you have to distrust but verify. Just sort of assume that whatever it is they're reporting about a political figure, a political party, or some sort of political event is untrue and is in fact propaganda designed to boost one party, one figure, one set of political beliefs. I mean, this goes beyond well beyond bias. I mean, Mark,
you
and I came
well beyond
in the era where, you know, it was what was that book by Bernie Goldberg, the old CBS?
It was called Bias. Yeah, Bernie's a friend.
It was
called Bias. Yeah.
I mean, they were slanted to the left, the Dan Rathers and, you know, even the venerated Walter Cronkite. They were all biased to the left. This is not bias. This is outright left-wing propaganda. This is gaslighting.
Yeah.
This is designed to get you to believe things that are not true in service to one party's political agenda. I mean, there is no clearer definition of propaganda, I think, than that.
Dan O'Donnell is here. He does a talk show up in Milwaukee. Danny and I worked together many years ago. Do you know my friend Batyanga Sargon? Have you ever had her on before?
I can't say I have.
Oh, she's fantastic. She's like one of my favorite reform liberals. She calls people out on Fox all the time. But listen to this line. She's on with Laura Ingraham last night. I was trying to get her on today, but she was too busy. She might be with me tomorrow. She says this. I texted it to my producer, Fred, because I thought it was such a great line. The media made a bigger deal out of an alleged P-tape than they did when 11 million illegals crossed the border. That's indisputable, that line right there. Indisputable.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And this is, I mean, this is the same media, all right, let's sort of go along those lines, that was telling us that somehow Trump was mentally unstable and therefore unfit to hold the presidency, and that there might be a 25th Amendment revolt amongst his cabinet secretaries, all the while covering up the fact that we're now allowed to be told, because the 2024 election is safely in the rearview mirror,
right,
that President Biden, pretty much from the start of his presidency, was not cognitively up to the task. And they're still doing it with the cancer diagnosis. My goodness.
Don't get me started on
that. I have prostate cancer in my family, okay? Both of my grandfathers had it when they died. I get tested every year. I get PSA tests. You're telling me that the president had an enlarged prostate in 2019. This shows up on his 2019 medical record, and then they don't do PSA tests. It's just something that isn't done on a guy in his upper 70s. There's just no test of his prostate. He had polyps removed from his colon that were precancerous. You're telling me that they're not testing for the cancer that every older man is eventually going to get if they live long enough? That doesn't pass the smell test.
No, not even close.
And once again, the media is just going on and telling us, oh, yes, 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 he just was never tested. And the cancer that is also the slowest moving of all, prostate cancer, has metastasized to the bone in just the last couple of weeks. It does not do that. It takes years. Years. And the idea that the sitting president of the United States for 4 years had doctors who didn't detect this, give me a break.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Now, look, we've gotten way off track here, because what I wanted to talk to you about is Judge Hannah Dugan and what's going on with her, because there was a little activity. When I left a couple of weeks ago on a vacation, she had just been, you know, arrested and charged, and the media was outraged by this. They kind of quieted down a little bit because she looks pretty guilty, Dan, but what is the latest? Because there was a motion to dismiss. Look, you're also an attorney. The legalities of this are perhaps a little different, you know, prosecuting her, getting a guilty verdict, a little different than the way maybe people might expect, because there's a lot of nuance here. But where are we with this case right now?
Well, it is going to go to trial. She was indicted either last week or the week before. She has tried to claim judicial immunity, that what she did was a part of her role as a judge, that she was securing her courtroom by letting a violent criminal defendant escape. This is honest to goodness what she is claiming. Now, fortunately for her, she has drawn Lynn Edelman as her judge, who just might be, first of all, he's 85 years old.
I remember
this guy calls Joe Biden's son. That's how old he is, okay? He's also one of the most radical left-wing judges on the federal district court bench. He is someone who just fundamentally does not care about the rule of law. Okay. He was viciously slapped down by an appellate court about 15 years ago in trying to strike down Governor Walker's voter ID law. And it was actually kind of hilarious to see. But this guy does not care about the rule of law. He's almost certainly going to throw out this case just to embarrass the Trump administration. If you look at the evidence against Dugan and look at what she's charged with, she faces two federal charges, obstruction of process, and basically
trying to hide. It's like assisting a defendant, eluding an officer, or something like that. It's basically obstruction. Okay, it's the law is very simple. The facts are remarkably straightforward. Multiple people witnessed her get this defendant and his attorney out through a jury room door, through a private exit where ICE agents wouldn't be able to find them. He takes off running. ICE agents arrest him anyway. She definitely obstructed process. She definitely aided in this criminal defendant, illegal alien, who, by the way, was deported before re-entering the country after deportation, is a felony. So he's already a federal felon. And there's just no way out of this unless she gets one of her federal judge friends, Grandpa Lynn, to throw out the case.
Now,
which I think is going to happen.
She's been removed right now, though, right? And even didn't the Supreme Court in Wisconsin get involved here?
It did, yeah. The Supreme Court suspended her from using her judicial powers. Notably, it did not suspend her from collecting a paycheck. So she is still getting money. She's just not able to sit on trials. There are reserve judges who have taken over her calendar. So, yeah, while this is pending, she is not allowed to sit on the trial. In fact, the trial of the illegal is still going on with a reserve judge hearing it.
It's just interesting that, you know, the Maryland father, the gangbanger American father, and then this case, you know, doesn't get quite as much attention when the legacy media realizes what the facts are and they start looking, maybe she did do this. Yeah. We better not talk about this at all, right?
Yeah, it is kind of amazing how quickly the national media dropped that story, and I suspect it's for that reason. Once the federal complaint was released later in the day after her arrest and the charges were announced, it's almost as though that was on a Friday. It was almost as though the media said, we don't want to get, we don't want to get into another situation where we're forced to defend an obvious criminal. And that's what she is, unfortunately. She committed two federal crimes.
It's outrageous. Dan, thank you so much. You got your own show to do here this afternoon. I appreciate it. Hey, here's a little news. I might actually make it up for Summerfest this summer. How about
you're
that?
Kidding me.
Thinking about it.
Hey, I've got a listener cruise the first weekend, but if you come up the second or third weekend, I will for sure come meet you for a concert.
You know, Sarah Smith's a friend who runs Summerfest now. You remember Sarah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Her dad used to run the company that we used to work for. So, yeah, I'm thinking about it because my daughter, I have a 10-year-old who, can't say this too loud, she loves Benson Boone and Alex Warren, and I think they're both there at Summerfest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, I've got a 10-year-old daughter, too. Also loves Benson Boone. She's more of a Swiftie. I know.
My daughter, too.
We actually took her to two Taylor Swift concerts because I'm a sucker. I'm a dad. She's the princess. So we saw her in Chicago, and then we happened to be in London when Taylor was there. So
Dan, I am actually a big fan. You can judge me if you want, but I actually like Taylor quite a bit. Keep the politics out of it. I do. I'm a fan.
The politics aside, she is easily, I think, one of the best, if not the best, singers and songwriters
of the generation. She's phenomenal.
She's great.
Dan, thank you. Hey, where are you going on the cruise?
Norway. Norwegian fjords. We're flying into Amsterdam and then going to Norway.
Have a great time. We will catch up soon.
Absolutely, my friend.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I have run out of time for this hour, but Sue mentioned at the beginning of the hour that she listened to this Megyn Kelly podcast with Jake Tapper. And what's the proper word? I said yesterday she kind of filleted him because she would not let him off the hook. Look, it's the kind of interview that everyone in the media should do no matter what party is involved. You should push back. You should be skeptical. But she does not even begin to let him off the hook. I'm a little surprised that he agreed to sit down and do it.
Too.
But maybe there was a moment where he thought, all right, someone's going to beat the crap out of me. Let it be Megyn Kelly.
I agree, because she's super smart. She knows what she's talking about. But here's the other thing. I think it will sell books.
Well, because he knows that, right?
Yes. Well, all publicity is good publicity.
You know, every time, and this is what happens with these book promos, right? And I haven't read this one yet, but they start leaking things out. And there's another one today from the Daily Caller. It says, Biden bombed a closed-door scripted town hall so badly, the footage was unusable for campaign purposes. Now, some of us would say, shocking. Shocking, that is. Who could have ever thought that happened? But, of course, it happened. And one of the things that Laura Ingraham did this last night, this stuff that we were calling out, it didn't start in 2022 or 2023. We were calling these things out in 2019 as we were getting ready for that presidential race, right? 2020,
exactly.
I guess, in 2020. But still, it's stunning. The amount of revelations, really, to some of us aren't stunning, but they're pretty deep.
Yeah, they are. And Megyn Kelly is able to give dates. And here you said this on blah, blah, date. Here's the audio. It's great.
Oh, yeah. And we like Laura Trump. And apparently he claims that he apologized to Laura Trump. That's a clip that we've used quite a few times. So we're going to get Sue's news on here on a Wednesday. Is it Wednesday, Sue?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for confirming that. And then we'll get into all of that audio.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.